Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
I love Monday because I get to come back here. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our topic this hour has to do with the possibility after divorce of staying single and being happy. But it's not just a show for divorced people because the call that we have as Christian people to be joyful people can be expanded out for anyone. But today we'll focus particularly on divorce and staying single. 888-318-7884, the number, 888-31-TRUTH. Our guest this hour, Rose Sweet. And maybe that's part of why I like Monday too, Rose, because you're here on Monday, at least this Monday. You're lifting up my Monday. Rose, if you don't know her, is a leading expert on pastoral issues surrounding separation, divorce, Catholic annulment, remarriage, blended families. She's the author of a whole bunch of things, including Healing the Divorced Heart, a devotional, Rebuilding After Divorce, How to Make Your House a Home Again. And she created the very widely used DVD series Surviving Divorce. Rose, thank you for being with us today.
I love Catholic Answers, and I love you, and I love being here, so thanks.
Oh my gosh, can we just stop there? That's the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. That's how I want to end, right there.
It's so happy here. I mean, when I walk in the front doors every single time, there's just a sense of joy and peace here at Catholic Answers.
Yeah, usually because we've been drinking for an hour before you get here.
I know.
We know that Rose is coming, we usually have to open up a bottle. That's not really true.
Oh, tequila, right? Oh.
Yeah. Right. So you were divorced yourself and single for a long time after divorce.
I was so depressed. I knew I had to have a husband and home and kids to make me happy. And I thought, okay, I've been divorced. I need a year or two to heal and I'll find somebody, right? Well, the year or two came and went and nothing was happening. And I panicked and I dated a little bit and I had gotten an annulment, a decree of nullity. But all of a sudden, I realized I have no control over this. And the years kept going by, and finally the Lord kind of spoke to my heart. He did speak to me and say, look, I want you right now. And I want you to focus on me, and I want to make you more beautiful and draw you closer to me. And so really, 15 years, no dating, I just spent a lot of time developing my spiritual walk. Mm-hmm. And ministry as well, and having fun, you know, going on Catholic Answers cruises that I could afford because I wasn't married and didn't have kids around to take care of. And I, you know, there's some benefits to being single or being living alone.
There's a kind of story though, and maybe it's always been this way, but in our society that you really, there's not much happiness in the single state. The single state is like, I got to move to the next thing.
Well, you know, the truth is it's always greener on the other side. And marriage is intended to be a great good. But even in marriage, people can feel abandoned and feel lonely. And we all know that, those of us who've been married and struggled. So, you know, where you bloom where you're planted, as they say. And, you know, when you're single, the thermostat in your house can be where you want it. I hope my husband isn't listening. And
no one eats your sandwich if you put it in the refrigerator.
Exactly. I knew you were going to remember that.
This is my favorite
example with
you.
I knew you were going to remember that.
Yes.
And there's a lot of benefits to it. You're free to invite other people into your home and to love other people and to be involved in the community. And you just transfer that energy that you have to love other people to a lot of other people.
I would assume one of the early steps in that, though, if you're going to be happy and single after divorce, is getting over being mad at the other person and resenting that now I'm alone because of this other person.
Yes, you do have to go through a process, and hopefully it won't last too long. It's normal to be angry, to be hurt, to be afraid. But that's where we draw close to our Lord and frequent the sacraments so that we're filled with those graces to heal and to get back up on our feet. I'd like to share with this with you today. Have you ever heard of the five remedies for sadness from St. Thomas Aquinas?
I have not.
Well, they're from his Summa Theologica. And whether you're post-divorce and struggling with sadness or loneliness, or you're married and struggling, or no matter what your state in life is, here are the five, and they're great. Okay. First one, treat yourself.
Okay.
Treat yourself to something. This is a doctor of the church.
This is the angelic doctor.
That's right. Treat yourself to something you like, a cold beer, a walk in the park, a new tool. You guys like your tools in the garage and all that other,
Right.
Just treat yourself to something nice. I like that. Don't go overboard, though.
Well, that's, I'm impressed with that right off the bat, because I would think that, okay, if that came from, say, I don't know, Oprah or Martha Stewart, I'd be like, okay, that's coming from maybe the greatest theological mind in the history of the world outside of the Lord himself.
And we know, but why? And this is what Catholic apologetics does to help us understand, because the created goods are gifts from God to be used and enjoyed.
Okay.
Right.
So treat yourself. If you're sad, treat yourself.
Number two, weep.
Oh.
We don't grieve very well in our culture. A lot of people, especially, and I'm not going to say men, because a lot of women are like this too, but we stuff our feelings until we blow. And instead of overeating or overworking or all the things that we do, we
go
need to just
cry.
Right. Weep. So learn how to grieve. Number three is share your sorrow with a trusted friend.
Wait, can we go back to weep for a quick sec?
Yes.
Okay. What about, sometimes it's hard because a person might think if I start, I'm never going to stop. It's a bottomless pit of sorrow that I have. I feel so, and so they're afraid. So what do you say to that?
Well, it's not really what I say. What does the church teach us to do at that moment? We practice the presence of Christ, and we invite Jesus into that moment, into that experience, and we give all of that to him and allow him to maybe weep with us.
Yeah.
You know, each person will be different. You're right. We're afraid because we know there's a big dam, and if it lets loose, maybe we'll die of sorrow.
Yeah.
And there's a fear of that.
Right.
So if you're that struggling with your grief, I would say get a good Catholic therapist to help you, or a spiritual director.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and the Lord said, blessed are the sorrowing, but those who weep.
And scripture says he is close to the brokenhearted.
Close. That's a good thing to remember.
Very close to the brokenhearted.
Okay. So treat yourself, weep. And then you said the third one, but I was still stuck on the second one. Sorry.
It is share your sorrow with a trusted friend.
Okay.
And one of the things I've learned the hard way is that doesn't mean tell all your girlfriends and all your sisters and go on and on and on for months and months about what you're unhappy about.
Right.
All that does is keep you stuck in a place of pain. So find one or two good people and get it out, process it, pick somebody who won't lead you into sin or bitterness, and then keep going. So that's number three.
What about the person who will solve it for you? Maybe that's a person to avoid too. Do you know what? I sometimes hear this from us that men are problem solvers. So if you just go, I got to dump, I got just so much. I got to just get it out. And they'll go, okay, well, what you need to do is that true?
Yes.
We're accused of that, but is it true, Rose?
Okay, it is true. But there are many women who do that.
Uh-huh.
And I used to be one of them.
Oh, really?
Because I'm a problem solver.
Uh-huh.
I listen. I have the answer. I'm going to fix you, and we'll go on to the next project.
Yeah.
Right? No. We have to learn to just listen and allow the person to dump, and we just receive it. And in some of my seminars and retreats, we practice listening skills. Oh. And it's not as easy as some people think.
No. I'm sure that's true. I can solve that for you, though. Not really.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go
ahead. Sure. Oh, look at you.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
You turned that around on me, Rose. Oh, so number four.
Number four is, and I love this, contemplate reality.
Oh, okay.
So you're feeling sorry for yourself. You're sad. You're talking to your friend. You're, buying stuff at the mall or, you're crying or whatever. But St. Thomas says, stop and remember the big picture. In other words, what is reality?
Right.
You're not going to die. Jesus is with you. God promises to bring greater good out of your horrible times if you will give it to him and let him.
Right.
You do have friends. You may not feel loved, but you are.
Yeah.
You may feel lonely, but you're not alone. So in other words, get your thinking back on right track. And that's what our Catholic apologetics are all about, too, is to get our clear thinking consistent with reality.
Yeah, right.
So that's number four.
That's so. That reminds me so much of this thing that they do now, the therapy that everyone says is this great breakthrough in therapy called behavioral cognitive therapy, where you know about it? Oh, you're looking at me like you know, like where you're thinking, you don't, just because you feel a certain way about something doesn't mean that's what you have to think. You can change your thinking and then your feelings will follow your thinking.
And those are really not new because those are old, timeless Catholic spiritual principles.
Yeah.
In other words, don't let your emotions take charge.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know, what do we know? God loves us. He has given us all the grace we need in the sacraments to get wherever we need to go.
Right.
So it doesn't mean deny or repress your emotions, but to don't let them trump what you know in your head.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So number five of the five remedies for overcoming sadness.
Number five is wonderful, too. It is a hot bath and a good night's sleep. Believe it or not. And there again,
soothing.
It's the integration of the mind, the soul, the heart, and the body.
Right.
Right. Because after divorce or in any trauma of life, the mind and heart and soul and the body all take a hit.
Amen, sister. That's very Catholic, isn't it? That very holistic, the whole deal. It's an incarnational faith.
Exactly.
888-318-7884 is the number if you would like to speak with Rose. Our discussion today is on staying single and happy after divorce. It is possible. As a matter of fact, it sounds like you're saying it's necessary for a little while at least. You got to find your center again.
You do, and you're right, but first, you can't rush into it. You have to go through the grief process, and you have to process all the negative emotions. But then you, your center, and who is your center?
Jesus.
Amen.
888-318-7884 is the number. We'll be right back with more from Rose Sweet right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Howdy, folks. This is Jimmy Akin, and I'm here to tell you about a very special promotion we look forward to every year. It's our annual store-wide summer sale in the online shop at Catholic.com. This online event features savings from 10 to 50% and more in some cases on every book, track, CD, DVD, ebook, and MP3 we carry, including my newest book, A Daily Defense. With lower prices and a great selection of solid Catholic resources, it's a sale you can't afford to miss. So log on now and all this month at shop.catholic.com and take advantage of our very special prices. You know it's all good stuff because it's from the people you know and trust at Catholic Answers. That's shop.catholic.com.
Pope Francis said, "The key that opens the door to faith is prayer." Join St. Paul Street Evangelization by running a prayer station in the public square. You don't need to be a professional apologist or theologian. Just listen to the needs of the people you encounter. Offer encouragement, take prayer requests, and pray with people. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 10:34, Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come not to bring peace, but the sword." He cautions that one's enemies will be in one's very household. "Whoever loves family more than me is not worthy of me," he says, "nor is one who refuses to take up his cross. No middle ground here." Then he says, "Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." Here we have a clear example of our Lord's intention to continue his mission through his church. Whoever receives you receives me. He will remain present in the world through his apostles and their successors. The church will be rocked by strife and even martyrdom, not to mention scandal. But he remains with her and through her offers his cross to whoever will follow. And the cross in our lives leads us directly to him. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Rose Sweet, our guest this hour, we're talking about divorce, but specifically about staying single and being happy after divorce. 888-318-7884. Our number, Rose just gave us the 5 remedies for sadness. Could you find those online if you were looking for
yes,
those?
Yes, absolutely.
Just look up the 5 remedies for sadness. Or I forgot to mention, you have a website, CatholicsDivorce.com.
Right, and there's lots of free resources on there for separated, divorced, remarried people, even family and friends who love them and care about them, who want to know more.
Okay. And are the 5 remedies there, though? Or?
No, they are not.
Oh, they are. Sorry,
Google.
I probably should have asked you that off there.
Google
the 5 remedies for overcoming sadness from St. Thomas Aquinas. Again, 888-318-7884, the number. And Rose, how about we go to calls?
Sounds great.
All right. David in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, listening to Catholic Answers Online. Your question for Rose Sweet.
Thanks very much, Cy. Great topic. My name's David in Ottawa. I'll ask my question first and then one comment. And the question is, what can the church, and I guess I mean parishes, what can the church do better to help those who have been through this experience, I'm one, of an annulment, to make these choices? I guess by default we're talking about a discernment question here. What do we need in our parishes to help with this? And the second thing I'd like to say is just a quick comment. I was blown away by the effectiveness of the annulment process. I'm still in it, but it really is a thorough process, and it really is grace-filled. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you very much, David. Rose?
Well, that's beautiful. And you know what, David? That's exactly what the church needs, is personal witness, just like you gave right now to a lot of people, so that they are not so afraid of the process. But I think at the parish level, we need, here's my dream. We need a good Catholic therapist at every parish in the world who has the doctor is in office on the parish campus, who can help people go through these kind of issues. But in the meantime, we need to have it on our website. Your parish websites could link to our website, which is CatholicsDivorce.com. And we have articles on there about staying single after divorce. And the church requires you not to get into a new relationship unless you have an annulment. And even then, you're not obligated to get into a new relationship. But the ultimate goal is happiness. And David, it sounds like you have found through the difficulty of this that you're finding joy in looking at the truth. Is that right?
David?
And, you know, for me, hello, can you hear me?
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, for me, it was a case of, it's been years, so 10 or 12 years since separation, and then in the last 2 years, a divorce, civil, and then annulment process, and then coming to Christ and the richness of the Catholic faith and all of that. Your second remedy, weep. I'm reminded, I think many of us who have been through it, male and female, men and women, certainly have wept, either inside or outside or both. And I'm reminded of some of the great tools that are out there, one of which I just went through. It's overcoming anger, which is not a Catholic instrument. The Catholic version would be unbound. Those types of things where we look at the first time we experienced emotion X, the vows we made, repenting of those vows, and so on and so forth. So all kinds of good things out there, I agree. It'd be nice to have a doctor is in every parish, but in the meantime, it's just us.
You know what, David? That's a really good point. It's you. It's me in my parish, and it's you, David, in your parish to speak up and go to the pastor and say, what can we do to reach out to other people? And I hope you do. I encourage you, and I thank you so much for your beautiful witness, because it is about coming to Christ. This whole thing is about coming to Christ.
David, thank you very, very much for your call.
Okay, Cy, enjoy the rest of the show, and God bless you.
You too. 888-318-7884, the number, 888-31-TRUTH. And if you'd like to, this can be a difficult one to talk about, but the lines can also fill up relatively quickly. So if you would like to speak with Rose, you're a pretty gentle person, Rose. People can talk to
Shut
you.
Shut up. Get to the point.
Okay, just call 888-318-7884. She's a terrible person, this Rose Sweet. Don't call. No, please do call. 888-318-7884. Folks watching on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Periscope.
Wait, can I say hi to Margo?
Oh, yeah, you can say hi to Margo.
Hi, sure. Margo.
Oh, that's...
I'd be in trouble if I didn't do that.
Margo's coming to the Catholic Answers Conference September 28th through 30th right here in San Diego.
It's going
to
be a great...
Hyatt Aventine. The parking is cheap. Everything's cheaper this year.
And the speakers are wonderful.
Unbelievable lineup.
There's a great conference.
Come to see how I turn Margo into an ad. Go to CatholicAnswersConference.com. Oh, so this is an anonymous person on YouTube, says, if you choose to live the single life, do you have to pick a religious vocation, or can you live a life being single and celibate? Is there such a calling?
Boy, that's a great question, Anonymous. There have been so many discussions about, is the single life a vocation? And the general consensus is no, that a lot of people just end up single through no choice of their own, and there's nothing wrong with that. But in itself, we are called to give ourselves totally as a gift in marriage or some other, you know, typical vocation. That being said, if you never get married again or never have a relationship, you have a vocation to love everybody in your family, a vocation to love your neighbors, the clerk at the grocery store, or get involved in a ministry at church or whatever you can. Our vocation is primarily to love.
Wow. Okay, so does it involve some, like, say the person comes to the realization, I'm really not meant to be married. So does that involve any kind of vow of any kind, or you just continue to live a single life as a loving person?
Well, the danger here is to say yes or no, that we think it applies to everybody in the situation. Everybody's different. Everybody's situation is different. And some people may be called to a religious vocation after that. I know a lot of priests. My own pastor in Palm Desert was married, divorced, and then was called to the priesthood. So it's different for everybody, but that your primary vocation is just go to the Lord, say, here I am, give him your life, and say, lead me. And then stay attentive and stay loving and grace-filled, and the rest will follow.
So is that something that you had to learn over those 15 years? Is that why do you think that those 15 years were part of your life, that you had to learn to love?
I don't think God planned those 15 years for me.
I see. Okay.
But I think God took those 15 years that I created from my own stupid choices.
Oh, okay.
And from my mess, he brought something beautiful. I don't think God does not plan divorce and doesn't plan long periods of misery. We get into that, or other people thrust it upon us, or sometimes it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
But he says, I'm here with you in it. That's our Catholic faith. I'm with you in it. And I'll bring something good out of it if you will work with me.
You're taking an awful lot of responsibility on there, Rose. You're saying you're responsible for your own choices and all that. It just strikes me that a lot of times, and it may just be because it's me, maybe it's because I'm this way, that when... like a marriage doesn't work out, or as I've spoken about before, my wife and I, we struggled for a very long time, really painful in our marriage. It's easy to be blaming everybody but yourself. I hate to put it that way, but I know I did that for a long time.
No, it is normal. And then to say, well, maybe God planned this for some reason, or maybe this is part of God's plan for me. And I'm like, no. Misery and sin is not part of God's plan for you, but his perfect plan, but he does permit it because he wants to protect our freedom of choice.
Uh-huh.
And that scares us.
Yeah.
Because we don't trust ourselves, and we don't want to be alone with our own freedom.
Yep, right. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I got you. 888-318-7884. I have another question from Facebook I want to get to, and the lines are really full. I'm going to read you the question, and you might have to wait through the break to answer it. I don't know. So Kathy on Facebook asks, do you have any tips for those of us who are perpetually single? My new parish is family oriented compared to my old parish, who reached out to singles, widows, and the divorced. Well, you got about a minute.
Okay. Been there, Kathy. I'm so sorry. And you know what? I finally got sick of the fact, I was complaining all the time. My parish doesn't have anything. How come the Catholic Church, blah, 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 blah. And I realized, it's up to me.
Yeah, that's that responsibility
thing. And like I said to David earlier, Kathy, maybe the Lord is calling you today to start a ministry for those of you who are perpetually single. It can happen. You can create a beautiful place at your parish. I did it.
888-318-7884, the number, staying single and happy after divorce. CatholicsDivorce.com is Rose's website where you can find all kinds of helpful information. As I said, the lines have gotten very, very full here, and so we will take just a couple minutes break, and we'll be right back to take calls for Rose Sweet right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Father Mitch Pacwa.
On EWTN Open Line, we take your questions. This is kind of fun for me because it's how I started off in radio. There are lots of people who don't believe in God, and I pray for them. A non-Catholic, especially if they're Christians, they believe in Christ. They don't believe in the sacrifice of the Mass, but that's not going to stop me. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Father Mitch Pacwa, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hello, my friends. This is Catholic Answers President Christopher Check, and I'm here to tell you about a unique resource just out from Catholic Answers Press. One of the ways Jesus answered his critics was to use their own words against them, showing how even the enemies of the faith admitted crucial facts that undermined their own positions. And it's been that way through the ages. It's proved impossible for those out to destroy the faith to mount their attacks without tripping themselves up and inadvertently testifying to the truth of what they're trying to destroy. In his new book, Hostile Witnesses, How the Historic Enemies of the Church Prove Christianity, renowned author Gary Machuda looks at dozens of Christianity's most notorious foes from biblical times to the present day and draws from their antagonistic words and deeds surprising testimony to gospel truths. Rich in research and written with clarity and force, Hostile Witnesses is a unique contribution to Catholic apologetics and one that speaks with special urgency to a modern world in which the faith is under attack like never before. If you love apologetics, you need to order your copy of Hostile Witnesses today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at catholic.com, or asking for this book at a Catholic bookstore in your area.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. So happy to have you with us here for this Monday. Happy to have Rose Sweet with us. Rose, one of the country's experts and great voices on healing after divorce, and in particular for Catholics, healing after divorce. And so I heard you're going to this Journey of Hope conference for divorce recovery, August 4th through 6th this year in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes.
So what happens at a thing like that?
I'm very excited. It'll be a beautiful weekend with a lot of good speakers, and my friend Lisa Duffy is organizing it, and she'll be speaking as well. And we'll start on Friday with a nice dinner and special guests, and then go through the weekend, and we'll bring lots of resources to people and lots of love and encouragement and truth, Catholic truth.
And is it at these kinds of things like this Journey of Hope conference? Is it practical? Like this is here's practical help for you. Is it theological? What you get the whole deal?
All of the above. Everything that Lisa does and that I do is rooted in our Catholic, in the truth of our Catholic faith and where we find our deepest healing in the interior life. You know, leaving this messy life and going inside to find what we really want, and then being able to go back out. So I'm excited about it. It'll be very good.
Have you been to Charleston before?
No. Is it humid?
Oh, it's a, I'm trying to promote the conference.
Oh, so yeah, yeah. No, it'll be beautiful in the hotel.
Yeah, it gets a little humid in the summertime, yeah. August 4th through 6th, I would assume. But what a beautiful city.
That's what I've seen. The pictures
I mean, it's
gorgeous.
Not Savannah, Georgia.
I know,
my favorite southern city, but it's...
It looks beautiful.
Now I'm going to offend somebody.
No.
Just go to journeyofhopeconference.com, journeyofhopeconference.com. Yeah, it's going to be a little humid. You'll probably hit a little humidity. Tom in Omaha, Nebraska. Oh, wait, did I? We didn't have something we were coming back to. We finished it.
No. We answered it.
Okay, then. Okay, right. So Tom in, I think I'm so glad you're here today. Keep me on track. In Omaha, listening on 102.7. I think that's Spirit Catholic Radio. Tom, your question for Rose Sweet.
Thanks for taking my call. What do you do and how do you stay happy when the children of your divorce and your annulment and all that are devastated and just grossly unhappy? You know, how do you be happy? Or when the courts take the children away from you, even though you didn't want the divorce and you're the better parent and so forth, you have no choice. How can you possibly be happy then? And one other thing, too, and then I'll let you talk. 1 Corinthians 7:32 says, I would like you to be free of concern. An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affairs, how he can please the Lord. But a married man is concerned about the affairs of the world and how he can please his wife. Now, that would indicate that they're is some kind of a single state. But anyway, back to the children, though. How do you deal with that?
Well, Tom, those are really good questions. But let's take the divorce and annulment out of it. How does anybody find joy? Now, happiness comes and goes, but joy is that underlying sense of peace because we know who we are and we belong to Christ. How do we keep that when our children are miserable, angry, depressed, rebellious? How does any parent retain that joy? So I think the answer for that, it goes across the board, is you remember who you are in Christ. You draw close to the Lord. You get your priorities right. And you fall on your knees. You pray for your children. You sacrifice for your children. You get professional help if you need it, to talk to your children or for your children, depending on their age. It's a long process. We can't give you a glib answer on the radio today, but basically is you stabilize yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so that you then can lead your children slowly and carefully to a place of healing and truth. It's a long road. Don't try to do it alone. We do have some things on our website on how to help your children after divorce, and how to explain nullity if at the appropriate time. But there's so much side to this whole thing about marriages falling apart.
Yeah.
But Tom, don't lose your serenity because your children are wigging out. I know it's normal to be concerned, but go to the Lord and also call our Blessed Mother and ask her to pour out blessings on your whole family, because this stuff is real and this stuff will help.
Okay.
Well, it sounds a little glib to me, but
I know it does, and I'm sorry. And you know what? What answer? And this is a serious question for you. What answer would you like me to hear in 30 seconds? How to stay happy when your kids are all messed up?
There's to say, before you divorce, before you annul all this and that, think about what you're doing to your children.
Absolutely.
Think about the effect this is going to have on them. It's not going to be pretty. And even though you may avoid some problems, but you're loading more on to them.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. More people should think about that before they make the decision. It's vital.
Tom, thank you very much for that call. It brings me to a question. I never know. I know this is the thing about should we stay married for the sake of the children? You've heard that. I don't know if it's an old saw or if it's a genuine. I mean, how do you answer that?
Okay, I got the answer.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And it's out of the catechism.
Okay.
I mean, we can, that's the beautiful thing about the church. She does have answers for us, but we just have to spend some time digging and maybe getting a good person to help us. We don't have an answer for every case. Sometimes it is the worst thing to stay together for the sake of the children. If, let's say, he or she is a drug addict, sexually abusing the children, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That sounds extreme, but it does happen.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
On the other hand, the majority of cases, you can stay together for the sake of the children. You may not have the perfect husband or wife you ever dreamed of, and you should get on your knees and ask for the grace to accept what you have, to look at the positive, to learn to love each other well, even though not perfectly, and stay together for the sake of not just their children, but your grandchildren and the whole community that is benefited by your carrying that cross together. And it reminds me, Cy, a good friend in her late 70s, and she and her husband had horrible years, but they stayed together for the sake of the kids. And she told me, Rose, sometimes good enough is good enough.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right.
Please remember that. And I remember that in my own marriage when I get irritated at my husband. Good enough sometimes is good enough, and not just good enough, but good.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a sense, a pattern to your answers, though, is that that there is no blanket answer for everybody on many of these things.
That's right, because right. every case is unique.
Anonymous in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 1260 AM. Your question for Rose Sweet. Anonymous?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to thank Rose for her ministry. I'm the adult child of divorced parents, and in an age of the no-fault divorce, I think if my parents had been married earlier, or they wouldn't have gotten a divorce. I think it was the culture. And I love my step-parents, but... You know, the idea of people staying single afterwards is just so rarely heard that I just think it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful gift to give to your children. Because when you're a child and your parents divorce and, you know, even if they get an annulment and they marry other people, you just feel like you don't fit in, you know. The family is like this vase that's been broken apart. And the mom part goes and bonds with somebody else, and the dad part goes and bonds with somebody else, and then you're just sitting there, this broken piece. And it doesn't have to be that way, and God uses it. He's used it in many good ways, but I just want to put that out there, that it's a gift of love to your children.
I thank you so much for that, and I totally agree. You know, I'm a stepmom, and I get along with my boy's biological mother, and I encourage them to love her. And I know we've talked about this because they're young adults. They would still love their mom and dad to be together.
Yeah.
And I know they love me and I love them, but that's just like you were saying, Anonymous, that's beside the point. They were made to see mom and dad together. And we do a great injustice. Whether we're forced to or we have no power, it doesn't matter. It still causes a wound. But the good news is those wounds can be healed, and maybe we'll still have scars. Jesus still had his scars when he rose from the dead. But glory shone through those scars. So that's our hope.
Anonymous, thank you very, very much for that call. We'll take a quick break and come back with more Rose Sweet on staying single and happy after divorce right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Hello, this is Archbishop Alexander Sample of the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. Keep that dial right here on Catholic Answers Live.
Time is running out to help Catholic Answers' annual summer campaign. It's a crucial time because we need to offset the drop in donations that occurs every summer. We're making progress toward our goal, but we still need you to help. Souls are on the line, and your help lets us reach millions of people every year. Catholic Answers publishes books, booklets, CDs, and digital content, bringing you the best in Catholic apologetics and evangelization. Our flagship publication, Catholic Answers Magazine, is the leading journal of Catholic apologetics. Catholic Answers speakers reach tens of thousands of people every year. Every single month, more than a million people visit Catholic Answers' website, catholic.com. We also encourage people across the country and around the world through online social media, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other online platforms. We maintain a staff of full-time apologists to answer questions by phone and email from people who need personalized help. Catholic Answers Live features prominent leaders in the church and answers listeners' questions on every aspect of church life. It's available to you by radio, online, and now it's seen on EWTN television. If you care about your Catholic faith and want to see it grow, please help Catholic Answers continue this vital work. To hear how you can help Catholic Answers, visit Catholic.com and click the 2017 Summer Campaign banner. That's the 2017 Summer Campaign banner at Catholic.com.
Hello, this is Professor Steve Weidenkopf, and I'm looking forward to meeting you this September 28th to 30th at Catholic Answers' 4th Annual National Apologetics Conference here in beautiful San Diego. The theme is the reunion of all Christians, and I'll be speaking on common myths about the Protestant reformers Martin Luther and John Calvin, showing you why what they wrought was not a reform, but a revolution. Make plans now to come out and join myself and my friends apologists Mark Brumley and Devin Rose, as well as all of your favorite Catholic Answers apologists, at a conference that is sure to to ignite and inform your faith. We need to reach out to our separated brethren in charity to bring them to the fullness of the truth. Be sure to join us for a lively and inspiring conference that will leave you equipped to do just that. Be sure to sign up early and take advantage of early bird pricing. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 1-888-291-8000 today to register.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Staying single and happy after divorce, our topic this hour. We have just the right person to talk about that, Rose Sweet herself, a what do you say, survivor of divorce? Or how do you, I don't know what
I'm a thriver despite divorce.
Oh, a thriver despite divorce. Yeah, that's going to be a lot for me to remember.
I can't say that after a margarita, but it sounds okay. Good now, right?
Yeah, okay, but thriving and you yourself having gone through a 15-year period to find, of I guess, finding happiness and living as a happy person,
yeah, but
single.
First panicking and despairing and all those other weird things, but then settling into a really good and beautiful life and very gratitude-filled time of my life.
888-318-7884, the number. We go now to Eric driving along Interstate 81 in Tennessee, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Are you still driving while you're talking, or do you pull over, Eric?
Oh, I have Bluetooth on the so I'm hands-free.
Okay.
Speaking to you on my iPhone there. Yeah. So I'm fine. Yeah. But I appreciate this topic. I'm a firm believer, and I've heard Rose on other programs that she's really great. But I'm a firm believer in divine providence. I was divorced, you know, after 32 years about 5 years ago, and it, you know, was just a terrible time because it was I lost my last parent, I lost the business, and went bankrupt within 2 years and went through a divorce. And but the process she explains is so great. And two of the callers were just exactly, you know, what I needed to hear. Because I was up visiting family, I'm headed home. Last night was the first time I told one of my six siblings that I'm considering the annulment process. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So how grace-filled is that to have you have this on here? And one of the things that I wanted to ask, Rose, is I think, you know, I'm not unhappy. You know what I mean? I'm fine. I've been through the process and, you know, take care of yourself, you know, mourn, go through the whole process. But I think the process of the annulment, the best time to do it is when you really don't care what the answer is. You know, I mean, you probably want an answer, but you're not concerned about it. You don't have to. You're not in a relationship. You're not in something where you're looking for a particular answer.
What do you think
but
about that,
Rose?
You're
looking for where your status is.
Well, Eric, let's let Rose take a step because that's an interesting take that you shouldn't wait on the annulment process until you're in another relationship or wanting to get married.
Eric, thank you for your call. But you know what? All you guys are trying to force one answer for everybody, and it doesn't work that way. For some people, Eric, you're right. You should just put the annulment process. And again, let me clarify that. You don't need an annulment. You don't have to get an annulment unless you're planning to remarry. But everybody should at least consider it. So that, and I mean, that means educate yourself about it. Find out what it really is and what it isn't. And ask, that's your discernment process. And ask the Lord to reveal to you which way you should go. Some people should do it right away. Some people should wait. It just depends on so many circumstances. But the bottom line is, I think everybody who suffers through civil divorce should investigate what the church really teaches about marriage, divorce, annulment, and remarriage. Everybody.
Thanks very much, Eric. I'm glad you were able to drive safely through that call. We go now to JD in Houston, Texas, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. JD, your question for Rose.
Hi. What percent of annulments are granted today? Of all the people who apply for annulments, what percentage are now granted, and how has that changed over the years?
Well, that's really a whole different topic than finding happiness in being single after divorce. That's kind of getting into the history of the church and what goes on in different dioceses. And the numbers vary all over the place. Most of the annulments that go through are granted. In other places, they are not. So I don't want to get off on that tangent because then we kind of miss the point of how do you find happiness and how do you find healing after divorce?
But some of that, it may come from an idea that this is, it's almost impossible. Like how it's going to take years and lots of money and all that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, that's a good lead into the myths, here we go. Some cases, annulment is very quick. It can take 2 weeks in our diocese for a lack of form annulment.
Uh-huh.
That means somebody, a Catholic married outside the church, for instance. Other places, it can take 2 years. It depends on so many variables. It depends on your witnesses. It depends on the response of your spouse. It depends on the diocese itself and their backload. There's so much. We could do a whole workshop on just this. But don't be afraid. I think that would be my bottom line. Don't be afraid of how many cases get approved and how many don't. Just find somebody to help you. Pray about it. Be open and receptive and always seek the truth.
JD, thanks very much. We go now to Elizabeth in St. Petersburg, Florida, listening on 102.1 FM. Elizabeth, your question for Rose Sweet.
Not so much a question, but a cheerleader. First of all, thank you, Rose, for everything you're doing, because I know the support is needed. But my divorce annulment went quite smoothly, and I just took myself through it. Divorced after 10 years, had a 6-year-old or 4-year-old daughter. The next month, I went down to the cathedral, started the paperwork. Within a year, I was annulled. And I don't know what the difference is. How did I know to do that and get through it? And I've been happily single for 17 years, doing my volunteering and working, and got my gang of friends, and things are going along just fine.
I love that.
Dated a little bit, and that nothing worked out. Wasn't supposed to. I understand it wasn't supposed to. So I just want to say to everybody, just take the first step. Call the diocese. Get the paperwork.
That's great. And you know what I love about what you said, Elizabeth? Did you say your gang of friends?
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. That is how all of us get through tough times, our gang of friends. Who is your gang of friends? You know, maybe on a handful of people who are close to you, who you've been with you for a long time. They trust you. You trust them. And they're calling you to live your life higher. That's how you find healing, with your gang of friends and a bottle of tequila.
Okay.
But just thought I'd add that.
You've been selling tequila. But is there a new Rose Sweet tequila coming out?
No, but we're so close to Mexico down here in San Diego. It's just like I smelled it when I came in here. I know.
Well, that thing about friendship, though, Rose, isn't that another – maybe we should do a whole show on that, because that seems to me a crisis, that people don't have friendships or don't feel comfortable in friendships as they once did, maybe.
And I would love to address women's friendships, where we sit around at the, you know, Cheesecake Factory and we dish on our husbands and we tear them down and we ruin each other's marriages and we encourage each other to get divorced. And we could do a whole show on that.
Oh.
That's not friendship.
Okay, so what are you talking? Yeah, so there's many, many people. I mean, we just see the statistics. There's like an epidemic of loneliness in this world. Like it's like multiples of times what decades ago people reported about loneliness in their life. So what happens? Okay, I've been divorced, and you're saying, well, there are that gang of friends will help you, but I'm not there. I don't have that gang of friends.
Okay, let's go deeper.
Okay,
at some level, every one of us has what John Paul II, St. John Paul, calls original solitude, this original loneliness.
I am.
We will never be completely happy on this earth. We are meant to be in full union with God. And again, here's our Catholic faith. And we will always experience something of a gnawing little, something's missing. I'm not completely there. And that's because we're not where we were meant to be already. So get your gang of friends, you know, find something that you love to do. Follow the five remedies for sadness that St. Thomas Aquinas gives us. There's lots of different ways, as our callers have said, to find purpose and joy and to help our children. But recognize that we will always, all of us, have moments of loneliness and sorrow and trouble. All of us.
Whether married or
we're
not married.
Married or single or in the priesthood or religious life.
Yeah.
Those poor religious people have to put up with us laity.
I don't think that's that hard.
No.
We're wonderful.
Well, that's not what I hear when I'm out to dinner with them.
No, I've never seen anyone give a priest a hard time after Mass or any. I've never seen that.
I know. Father, you should have
said
this.
My world is. I know. Father, why did you? Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to. Wait. Oh, Jay in Missouri. I thought this was like a rap name. It said J-Mo, but it's Jay in Missouri, Kansas. Jay listening on 1090 AM, or is it J-Mo? I don't know. Hello?
Hi, yeah. It's actually Kansas City, Kansas, and it is my rap name, J-Mo.
Oh.
I love
like,
it.
Like Jennifer Lopez is...
Sweet.
J-Lo. I would be J-Mo.
I wish I had just had the courage of my convictions to just say it then.
Hey, J-Mo. I love it.
What's your question, J-Mo?
That was my attempt to be anonymous. So, hey. Like anybody in my family's listening, I have a cousin. I would like to give some resources to. He is potentially exploring the possibility of divorce, and I'd like to make sure that he is approaching this not just from the divorce angle, but also like the annulment process at the same time as, and having, if you're going to have the negotiation and the discussion about divorce, have the negotiation and the discussion about annulment too. And I think his situation is special in after, you know, years of anxiety and depression and being medicated and then self-medicating and having a near-death experience, has gotten clean and has found happiness and joy and fulfillment in his career. And this is very upsetting to the wife who he married, who is still kind of... No, I'm not going to say anybody's an addict because I'm not going to judge anybody. But
I think we get the picture. So without you having to say any more, go ahead, Rose.
You know what, J-Mo, thank you. That's a really good point. My book is called How to Understand and Petition for Your Decree of Nullity. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on my website, which is rosesweet.com. It's very easy read. It's short, but it has a big inventory in there of questions to ask to help somebody discern, when we got married, was there something really wrong with our consent? Was there an impediment? Was there some problem there? If you are contemplating divorce, you want to think with the mind of the church. If you don't have grounds for nullity, you really don't have grounds for civil divorce. And you're going to have to find a way to live in peace with each other. And as the Catechism says, if that's absolutely impossible, you do have the right to separate for sanity's sake, but not in bitterness and not violating your vows. You can't start a new relationship. You are married. I do know a couple who had to separate like that. It was horrible, but they stayed faithful to their vows till they both died. So, if you're thinking about divorce, look at what the church teaches about validity or invalidity of the marriage bond. It's a very important part of the piece of the puzzle.
And if you're married and you really truly believe this is a valid marriage, then find a way to live in peace. If not, separate. But divorce is not an option.
No. Well, here it is. Civil divorce may be permitted in extreme cases, but you're still married.
Gotcha. Rose Sweet, the author of Healing the Divorced Heart, a devotional, and also Rebuilding After Divorce, How to Make Your House a Home Again. Folks can find all about Rose's ministry at CatholicsDivorce.com.
And RoseSweet.com.
Oh, that's right. RoseSweet.com. And you're on Facebook. You're very active on Facebook.
Yeah. I might get bored.
Do you?
No, I'm teasing. I'm never
no, you,
bored.
You
I've
have
never
good
bored.
Stuff on there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I actually try to learn from you. Rose, time's up.
Can I come back?
Please do. Okay. I love it when you come
okay.
here.
I love it too.
Yeah. And the cocktail hour before you get on the air.
Okay.
Okay. See you, Rose Sweet.
Thanks, Si.
Thank you. Bye.